Seems like when you have so much, how could it be that there's even more? But yet that is what God, you know, shows us again and again in the scripture, in the word of God. Remember, as Jesus taught on prayer, he said, "You then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your heavenly Father?" Now, I think that is absolutely incredible, because as a father, I have always sought to give, to help. Listen, in my heart, I only know one thing. Be a good father. Take care of my daughter. Do all that I can. Never set her up for something bad. Always seek to protect. Now, that's just me, a human father, a little man. But when it comes to God the Father, and we read Matthew chapter 6 about giving to the needy and prayer and, you know, laying out the that prayer that deals with worship and intercession and seeking daily needs. When it deals with fasting and the treasures in heaven. When it deals with do not worry. This is Jesus' teaching as we are seeking and looking and going to him. The Father knows what we need before we even ask. And when we look at the same teaching in Luke, we have that incredible message that how much more, well, will he give the Holy Spirit to them that ask, or give, how much more will he give? More. Listen, as a believer, you're realizing that God can give more. And that God does give more. There's more knowledge. I mean, listen, massive knowledge. There is more across the board to seek, to look for. As you move from Matthew 6 to Matthew 7, here's where we have the famous words that should be the foundation of our lives as a believer. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus goes on to say, "Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" It's an amazing open door. We're not left alone. We're not by ourselves. It's not just human, you know, energy, and we're not going to go a different direction. Let those who seek the idols that waste the grace that could have been theirs, if that's what they want, listen, if they want to seek the bottle, if they want to seek whatever else, we do reap what we sow, and I would rather sow into the grace of God, to the mercy of God, to look to God, to learn, to wait, to hold, to stand in faith and ask again and seek again and knock again. Yes, the world would like to interrupt things. The old flesh would like us to go back, and the devil would try to attack us in the midst of things, discourage us. Defy him today, believer. If you want to get more, listen, rise up. Let your faith, listen, more faith, more perseverance, more endurance, more digging into the word of God, more of standing, more resolve, more fix your eyes on Jesus, more sacrifice of prayer. More of you standing there in the presence of God. Not just, again, the weak believer groveling on the ground, scratching around, seeking something. No, this is the believer in Christ that is able to stand up, raise up your arms to heaven, and close your eyes and feel the breath of God and the embrace. You are a temple of the Spirit of God who dwells within you forever. God hears, God knows, and listen, as the believer, we stand and we learn and we grow, and our faith can become strong. Oh, it can become very strong. Have you ever read Psalm 125? Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. Believe God today. Believe God tomorrow. Broaden your faith. Lift up the shield of your faith. Trust God. And in the midst of your believing, give the praise, give the thanks, get into the Word. You don't have to sit around. You don't have to just grovel. You don't have to just let the worries and the pains and the issues and the warfare sit on top of you. You've got something to do. So get up. If you want to see individuals' lives turned right side up, if you want to see revival strike churches, if you want to see your life bear more fruit and fruit that lasts, then you got to get up and you got to move forward. You got to believe God. Listen, doing that demonstrates your faith, and God answers faith. I mean, that's clear in Hebrews chapter 11, is it not? That in order to come to Him, listen, we can't please Him without it. There's no way. Doubt, the doubter, James 1, never going to receive anything from God. Nothing. Don't expect anything from God. But when we do believe, you can expect. When we do believe, there is more. How to get more? Well, my friends, you're talking about the infinite Savior, the God of heaven. You're talking about the Word of God. Have I ever met a man or a woman who has exhausted the Scriptures? Ha, not likely. Have we ever met a man or a woman that exhausted prayer, exhausted soul winning, exhausted revivals, exhausted the miracles of God, exhausted the depth and the wisdom of God, exhausted the possibilities of God's providence? There is so much more. There is things to learn. There's times we just simply wait on God, which means that act of faith, waiting on God, will be responded to with more. More of God's speaking, more of God's wisdom, more of God's knowledge, more of God's direction, more of God's embrace. God lifts us. God sets us in a spacious place. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and that door will be opened. That you can be assured of. These are the infallible, inerrant, personal words of God. And so you go. And you lay out the asking, you lay out the seeking, you lay out the knocking, you go there again and again and again and again. And it's when God speaks into you or answers the prayer or shows you what He is building into your life, then we realize again and again, there is so much more. The Spirit of God brightens us. Oh, read about it in Ephesians chapter 1. It is the Spirit of God that enlightens, brightens us in the inner man, the eyes of our heart, the ability to perceive and sense and discern and to know God, the Holy Spirit, brightens, enlightens, so that we can know the inheritance, that we can know Jesus better, that we can experience the incomparably great power for us who believe. Oh, there's more. Let me tell you right now, there are more lost souls that need to be won to Christ. There are more sick people that need to be prayed for to be healed. There are more and more and more demonized people where the authority of Christ coming through the believer in Christ needs to be exercised so those demons can get out and a person can be free. There's more churches to be built up, service areas to give ourselves to. There's more and more hungry people that we can feed in the name of Christ. There is more of the enemy's work that we need to stand up and counter and pray against. There is so much more to be done, more to be said, more to be prayed about, more today than ever before. It's not just about you and I. It's not just about our problems. It's not just about us surviving and getting through. My dear friend, it is about the mission of God. It is about the world that is on fire with hell itself. It is about the fire of heaven breathing on our hearts and lives, the beauty of the love of God, compelling us to go to the highways, the byways, anywhere to find another soul for Christ before there is no more time. No more time for an individual. When they're dead, it's over. When Christ comes, it all ends. Well, for the Christ-rejecting, God-hating world, the grace that could have been theirs, they could have been saved. We read what God says in 2 Thessalonians 2, they perished because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. God wanted them. Look at Jesus outside Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you up. He wanted them, but they willed not. But for you and I as believers in Christ, is there more to come? Talk about the second coming of Christ. Talk about the catching up of the believers. Talk about the glorification. Talk about indestructible immortality. Talk about seeing angels face to face. Talk about seeing God face to face and God wiping away any tear that is left. More? Right now you can gain more. Don't let the world, the flesh, or the devil stifle you, silence you, and sit you back. Defy all of that. Stand up. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Today, if you pledge yourself and make your resolve to grow in the Lord, to gather that knowledge of God, the Word of God, to memorize Scripture, to live out the mission of God, to let the Spirit of God clothe you with power from on high so that you can be an unashamed, Christ-filled, love-filled, heaven-filled witness for Jesus. So that you can lead another man or woman to Christ. Oh, dear believer, your light can shine and you can make an impact as God is welcomed in all of the depths of your life. And as you step out in faith and obedience to the Word of God and grow and get more and grow and become more powerful and grow and become fruitful and grow and become more fruitful. Oh, how to get more? Embrace Christ. Take up the cross today. Defy the world, the flesh, and the devil and say you've had enough of all of it and say, I am going to grow in Christ. Decide to kick in the depth of your study of the Word of God, your prayers that you want to see answered, not just for yourself, but to become a prayer warrior, a faithful prayer warrior in the hands of God, a faithful witness in the hands of God, a faithful servant in the hands of God, and you will constantly see more than I could even tell you. More than I can describe, though I can tell you 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 things about what God has done in my life, what I know, what I have. Oh, it goes so much further than even my witness of God's grace. The more you get, the more you have to say. The more you have to give away, the more you have to accomplish for the kingdom of heaven. Listen, this is the King of heaven. This is the one once on the cross, once in the ground, once raised, once ascended, forever glorified, and coming again. This Savior, Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, may his presence and power and grace in this 31 days ablaze absolutely grip you. I pray it for your encounter today. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Keep us in your prayers and blessings, my dear brother, my dear sister.